You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with my connection to the family office world. We're here with Tom Handler. Tom is the name partner and Handler Thayer. They're up in Chicago. They handle all kinds of really cool people's estate, trust, wealth, real estate, all kinds of stuff, mostly focusing on the family office world. Tom is the expert. Tom, welcome to the show.
Jim, that was very kind. How are you? Good evening.
Oh, good evening. Hey, listen, thank you so much for joining. I know that you and your firm put out a bunch of outlooks for family offices. We'll kind of go over that in a couple of minutes, but I did want to congratulate you and your firm for winning, my gosh, this really special award. Help me understand what that was, because that sounded great.
Well, you're very kind. There are three major awards that law firms can get given by three magazines that are investment magazines largely, and one of the most prestigious is given by Private Asset Management. There's another award from Family Office Review and a third from Family Wealth Report. And the Private Asset Management awards were given at a dinner, a big black tie gala in downtown New York about a week ago. And our firm was named the best overall law firm in the United States. And needless to say, we're very pleased to receive the award. But from our standpoint, the highlight is that we're the only firm to have ever received that award twice. We also won it in 2012. So it's a little victory for us, and we're very pleased. And we need something to warm us up because it's about 4 degrees in Chicago today. So we can use all the help that we can get.
Well, I'm going to email you some sunshine later on today. Tom, first of all, I always tout you guys as a family office-focused firm. You won Law Firm of the Year. Are we talking across all types, boutique, big, the whole deal?
Well, all the big firms are eligible, so no one is excluded. But the focus really are private client firms. And so this includes the largest law firms, but would exclude the people that, for example, are representing public companies.
Right.
So it's private companies, and even though they could be massive, like Cargill or other private companies that are larger than most public companies.
I've closed a deal with Cargill, for the record.
yeah, there you go. And smaller, you know, private companies, and then individuals who are high net worth, professional celebrities, C-suite executives, and of course, family offices that are the billionaires and multi-billionaires that control that market. And so it's really that whole industry, anyone that would have an interest in high-end investments and wealth planning. So although the award doesn't, specify it, it really applies to that portion of the market, which maybe is half of what's out there versus the whole public side of the equation.
Well, it sounds really exciting, and getting the national award is terrific. Getting it twice is amazing. Having the fact that nobody else has gotten it twice, well, I guess that just speaks to who we got on the phone today.
Now, or our good fortune, one or the other.
Well, hey, good fortune, there's nothing wrong with that. I'd rather be lucky than, all those little anecdotes. But let's talk a little bit about what you see coming up in 2015 in the family office space. It's really important because a lot of these people and a lot of these family offices, they lead investments. They are the founding underpinning of our economy, because our economy, even though there's big businesses out there, we all know it's driven by small businesses and successful small businesses. Well, they need you, Tom. So tell me, what's going on this year?
Well, quite a bit, actually, and your timing is actually very good. We just finished writing up an annual report that we issue called the Handler Thayer Family Office Outlook. So this is the 2015 outlook that will be released in about a week to 10 days. And we note some of the biggest trends in the industry based on the 30 or more conferences that we covered last year, our work with the various ABA, CBA, CPA associations, securities organizations, financial planners, and others, and we distill it down into what we're seeing in the marketplace. So in particular, globally, the trend is that family offices are proliferating very strongly, particularly in Asia and South America. They're just running rampant. In the U.S., they're relatively flat, in part because there's been a tremendous amount of mergers, but there's been a lot of growth in the virtual family office market, which tend to be at the lower ends of net worth. But that it seems that it's very well established now that globally, pretty much the developed world has recognized that family offices are the global best-in-class approach to facilitating long-term wealth management and preservation.
You know, that sounds really good, but what is a family office, Tom?
Well, in its simplest form, a family office is a business that has been organized to run the family's affairs. And there are probably 30 to 40 services that this office could provide. The more common ones tend to be investment management, management of the legal function, the risk management function, accounting, reporting. It might also facilitate management of properties. It might schedule the use of vacation homes and yachts and educational conferences. It's responsible for, you know, the education of the family, the annual family reunion, maintaining the family history. There's just a whole load of things that it might do, including concierge services, you know, if appropriate. But for the most part, it tends to be a financial business. So it's really focused on accounting and reporting, investments, risk management, premarital planning, and then all the legal things surrounding the structure of their affairs, their estates, their tax position, and the businesses that these families own. In fact, a survey was done, I think, just in 2014, and it disclosed that over half of all family offices in the United States have one or more operating businesses. So for the most part, these families have a combination of active operating businesses, active real estate, in addition to passive portfolios. So it's a fairly complex enterprise, and they're trying to get expertise and efficiency and managing the process if they don't have the expertise in-house. So there's three different types. There's a virtual family office, which means that there may be one or two or three employees, but almost everything is outsourced to law firms, accounting firms, valuation firms, insurance companies, whatever they need to accomplish what the family's trying to do. And they tend to run from $50 million in net worth at the low end up to over $1 billion. So you and a very wealthy family might say, I really don't want to bring this in-house. I'll have an attorney, an accountant, an analyst in-house, and we'll outsource everything, and that's in our best interest. But for the most part, you know, they tend to be in that $100 to $250 million range most commonly, though there are outliers well beyond that on either side of the equation. The single-family office tends to have a higher range of assets, $100 million plus, up to, you know, the biggest in the world, you know, $25, $30 billion. And then the multifamily office is an office that runs the affairs for more than one family, families that are not related, and they are in a different category for securities and CFTC purposes, and so they're regulated. And those enterprises typically start at $1 billion of assets under management and go up to, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 billion over time. So there's sort of three varieties of the family office structure, and they often invest with each other, collaborate with each other. And the virtual family office and single family office are often outsourcing to the multifamily offices, which tend to be bigger and often have a lot of these services available, including serving other family offices.
Well, Tom, you've set the table really well for the family office space and what it is. And what I want to do is can you come back after the break? Can we have you for a second segment?
Of course.
Oh, great. Then, you know, maybe we can go through some of the items that you're seeing that are going to come up in your outlook, and maybe you can give us a couple of good anecdotes in the next segment. What do you think?
Sounds great.
All right, we'll be right back after this short break with more from Tom Handler talking about wealth management and how people can protect their assets. We'll be back after this.